You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Time now to head out to the BetQL guest hotline. Sports betting has come to Maryland. Don't place that first bet without checking with BetQL. They analyze every game to find you the most profitable betting opportunities. Get 3 free days of BetQL access. Download the app or visit BetQL.com. We welcome in Chris O'Leary, baseball pitching mechanics guru. You should follow him on Twitter. His Twitter handle is @thepainguy. Chris, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Morning. It sucks to be right all the time, especially lately.
Yeah, he has been right all the time. You're correct on that.
I know you were right on DeGrom. Is this DeGrom's first Tommy John or second?
No, it's his second. He had 2010, I think. So he had a fairly good gap there.
Right.
The concern with DeGrom is that what's gotten his elbow is going to get his shoulder or may just get his elbow again.
So. Why'd the Rangers give him 185 when they knew he had injury history the last 3 years?
Because I don't think they're thinking particularly well about it. I mean, if you look at Kumar Rocker, and I'll get the Mets props. The Mets have dodged two major bullets now. And the conversations the Rangers had about Rocker, they were talking about character and family and all this kind of stuff. I'm like, you know, that stuff's all great, especially if you're hiring a CEO or a pastor. But these are pitchers, and how they move really kind of matters.
I don't even know what's going on with Rocker. Did he blow his arm out? I don't even know what's going on.
Yeah, remember, he had the injury. He was the kid from Vanderbilt.
Yeah, no, I remember. Yeah. He re-entered the draft or whatever.
Yeah, and the Rangers took him.
But then you also called Sin. I remember a few years ago, you said all these Mets pitchers are going to have issues, right? You called Syndergaard. You called DeGrom. I can't remember who else. We called Matt Harvey, right?
Matt Harvey.
Yeah.
The only guy that I kind of missed on was Wheeler. Wheeler is interesting because I think he does kind of what Bob Gibson did, which is kind of like John Gray of the Rangers, Marcus Stroman of the Cubs. You know, there have been guys that I missed on, and all I can do is just try to learn from that. You know, there are some people who kind of get around this stuff, but they're few and far between.
All right, explain generally to people your theory. Now, and just for background, we've had Chris on the show for years, and if you ever follow his Twitter, I mean, people attack him. A lot of the baseball people, they just attack him like crazy. They don't like it. I don't know how many people actually agree with you. I tend to agree with you. It makes perfect sense to me what you're preaching.
The body just isn't meant to throw a ball that hard.
Well, and his theory, though, is that people are using tricks to get that extra mile per hour now, and that's why everyone's breaking down, because they're teaching at the lower levels. Right. And I think you first kind of became well-known with your inverted W. Are you the guy that came up with the inverted W theory? And then I know you've honed it since.
I'm the guy who started to realize the inverted W was bad, which seems obvious, but people don't want to admit it.
Explain your theory to people, to new listeners.
Well, the problem with the inverted W, or this new idea called the Tommy John twist, which is the cue, point the ball to second base or center field, is that those do work. They are tricks and shortcuts that are the equivalent of running a car engine past a red line. They will give you a quick and easy and cheap velocity boost, but as economics shows us, there's no free lunch. Mm-hmm. And there really are two paths, but the problem is that the classic Nolan Ryan, Tom Seaver, Justin Verlander to a degree path takes a fair bit of patience, and patience is lacking. What people want is they want 5 miles an hour in a weekend. And there are ways of giving people 5 miles an hour in a weekend. You just can't do it in a healthy manner.
What about what do you know about the pulse? I think his last name is pronounced Skeens from LSU, who the Nats may take at number two. He's the he's the right-handed pitcher from LSU.
Yeah,
what do you know about him?
He brings Aaron Nola to mind. You know, now Nola has stayed healthy, I made a prediction. I don't know if it actually made it to the radio, but you know, NOLA's big variable is velocity. Basically, there's a threshold of 93, certainly 95. As long as you stay south of 93, 95, mm-hmm. you can get away with stuff. Mm-hmm. The problem is guys with problematic mechanics who try to get north of 95, especially when they're talking 98, 99. NOLA, generally speaking, is a sub 95, 92, 93, kind of classic starter velocity profile, 92, 93, touching 95. The problem with Skeens that I've seen is that he's more of a 98, 99 guy.
Right.
Now, some of the mix matters, whether he's, you know, how often he's throwing curveballs, whether he's throwing changeups. Changeups are actually really bad because changeups are generally thrown harder than the hardest fastball, which is why they work.
Mm.
But, you know, I don't like how Skeens move, and I don't like how hard he throws. So he just feels very relievery to me. And it's, as the Tigers have learned and have shown, you know, taking, or the Royals as well, you know, taking reliever grade arms with top picks is not a winning proposition.
I mean, the Nats already have Kay Cavalli on the injured list because he got hurt, earlier in the year. So what about Shane McClanahan for Tampa, who's just dominating? What's his mechanics okay?
No.
They're not good either?
McClanahan and Glasnow are kind of, you know, mirrors of each other. But it really is.
Can you explain exactly what? Because I don't think people understand. Like, when you say pointing to second, if guys, anybody's ever thrown anything, just point the ball to second. You feel that extra tension that you're getting
right.
on your arm, right? You feel
right.
that extra tension that you're putting on your arm.
And what that does, especially for the big leaguers, what they do is they use that to create, you know, the big problem, which is a timing problem, where their pitching arm doesn't get up on time.
And why is that important? Why, if it's low, is that bad?
If it's flat, it's bad. So a good position is like a high five position, whether you're long arming or
right.
short arming.
Right.
What pitchers are doing now is when their shoulders start to turn, their arm is flat, which will put more load on the arm and might give you more muscular stretch, but you're also putting a lot more strain on the ligaments and muscles. So, you know, that which allows you to throw harder also puts a lot more strain on the elbow and the shoulder, and generally the elbow goes, then the shoulder goes.
It's more pressure on the elbow, not the shoulder.
Well, generally,
what
gets the elbow then gets the shoulder. It just tends to get the elbow first.
All right. So with Strauss, why did Strauss have that year or two where he was relatively healthy? Right, they win the World Series, whatever it was, 2019, and then give him the big contract. I don't blame anybody. Whatever, you know, they wanted to reward him, and then he just falls apart. Is it because? And I remember when he first came up, he was throwing 97, 98, 99, and then he had the problems. And then it seemed like he tried to keep it lower in that range that you like, right? 92, 93,
right.
91. Did he start to have trouble again because he's tried to ramp it back up, in your opinion?
Yeah, I think that's what happened. I saw him in 2019 and got some really good video, and I was kind of blown away because I'm like, okay, he looks kind of scary, but if you look at him really well, he's not that scary. I think he made an adjustment in 2019 that allowed him to stay healthy and effective, and, you know, and that's the frustrating part, is he hasn't stuck with whatever worked in 2019. Instead, he's gotten all prideful, and now he's trying to be the original Steven Strasburg, the one who blew out his arm in a year.
So that's what you think happened in 2020. He went back to a different mechanic set.
Right. You know, there's a reason why pride is a sin.
Right. And so now, I mean, I don't think we'll ever see him again, right? Is that your thought?
My concern with him is that he becomes Bob Dole with a dead arm.
Because
he's got so much nerve damage in there. I mean, it sounds from the reports that I'm hearing from St. Louis, maybe you're hearing different stuff, but it sounds like Strasburg can't do any physical activity. He can't do any exercise.
Right. Right.
I mean, which says he needs to shut down for a year and just do nothing.
Nothing, right.
Like, he can't even pick up his kids. He can't play golf.
Mm. Why has Clayton Kershaw been so dominant for so many years?
He has a way of getting his timing back on track, which is actually the same thing that Scherzer did, which I taught to Wainwright. Some guys look really ugly, but they have a way of kind of getting back on time or getting their more back on time. Now, Kershaw, because of the driveline guys, I think has gotten away from that stuff, which is why he's been a little flaky. Mm-hmm. He's been, you know, he hasn't been as healthy lately. But, you know, Kershaw was a miss for me, and by missing on Kershaw, I learned how guys like Scherzer and what I taught to Wainwright can work around some of this kind of timing stuff. But right. The problem is that nobody listens to me.
All right, so the bottom line is on this guy that the Nats are going to draft, your prognosis for him long-term to kind of go unscathed is low.
Yeah, Cade Cavalli is a good comparison.
Right.
Well, that sounds pretty grim.
Yeah, but can you... But the argument to you, the counter to you, is just all pitchers get hurt. You know, you're not special. What do you say to that?
Well, I mean, all pitchers get hurt now. They didn't used to get hurt, though. You know, it's even you know, 5 or 10 years ago, things have gotten significantly worse than in the past few years. And it's weird because people are blaming things on the pitch clock. And I'm like, guys, things are just as bad in 21 or 22 or 19, you know.
Right.
You're paying the price of the tricks and shortcuts. Drivelines, extreme conditioning stuff obviously isn't working. It's time to be more patient with starters at least and start building starters and, you know, developing starters and letting guys pitch all the way through college and, you know, teaching them to be athletic and teaching them to throw with their whole bodies and not just their arms and, you know, not looking for the tricks and shortcuts and ways of covering things up like Driveline is offering.
Real quick,
it plainly doesn't work.
Real quick, Alcantara, who's really struggling this year for the Marlins, was so dominant last year. Was that because of, is it mechanics to you, or is it because he threw so many pitches last year?
I think it's mostly mechanics. Throwing a lot of pitches doesn't help, I think, as Sandy Koufax showed. But yeah, I saw Alcantara in spring training, and he looked really pretty bad. It wouldn't surprise me if Alcantara has kind of doubled down and gotten worse, much like Strasburg did after 19. Mm. You know, it sounds like Alcantara is trying to take it to 11, and it's bitten him.
Mm. Yeah. Chris, thanks as always for the time, man. We appreciate it. Follow him on Twitter @ThePainGuy. Be nice to him on Twitter.
Yeah, be nice. Most I mean, people are just Twitter. Jerks. All right, thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Yep. All right, coming up next, we will get into EB's entertainment page here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.